All right, here with Coach Donald Hudson after a 73-49 win for the Tornadoes over Agnes Scott. Coach Hudson, overall thoughts as far as what you saw that went well today?
Well, I thought the biggest thing that stood out today was us sharing the basketball. We really shared the basketball. It's been something we've talked about all season, but it just hasn't happened how we wanted it to, but it did today. We've had a few games where we've done it the way we're supposed to, but today that really stood out, and we made that extra pass. We gave up a good shot for a great shot, and that's infectious. You know, that stuff spreads out throughout the team. Everybody's feeling good. Everybody's touching the basketball, and I thought that was the biggest thing that stood out to me today was us sharing the basketball.
And it showed in the stat sheet, 23 assists on 29 made field goals. It seemed like, especially Coach, the inside passing game looked really sharp as far as creating some easy opportunities down low. Was that a point of emphasis for you as well?
It was. At a point in practice yesterday, I stopped everybody and asked them who has the highest field goal percentage on the team. Okay, and that's Avery Lockwood. But with her having the highest field goal percentage, she's also very unselfish. So when we get it in there, we get it in there to her, she's going to make the right play. She's going to make the right play. And so that's something we want to do more down the stretch. Her and Krista both. They both are very unselfish players. And once we get it in there, the defense kind of collapses a little bit. They look over their shoulder. Now we cut behind their head and get an open shot. So we want to kind of play inside-out basketball. Get the ball inside. Let Avery go to work some. You know, she's pretty efficient down there. But she's also going to make the right play. She's also going to make the right play.
And Coach led wire to wire in this game, never trailed, and really got out to a fast start and took control in that second period. How key was that to, you know, get out early and take a commanding lead in the first half?
That's also something that we wanted to emphasize going into this game. It's our previous game at Covenant. We didn't get off to a great start, and we want to take the floor and not leave our game in the locker room to start the game, pretty much. And we were able to do that. And I think a lot of it has to do with us being at home, being comfortable. And we just tend to make shots here. And when we make shots, everybody feels good, and we defend at a high level. Like I've told you a few games earlier in the season, I wish it wasn't that way. But getting off to a good start, that's going to be key the rest of the way. We don't want to play from behind early in the games.
And defensively, Coach, in that first half, what was especially notable was the lack of team fouls, that you went without a single team foul until very late in that second quarter. And I know that was something that you guys have been working on, you know, throughout the season to avoid putting the other team on the line. Was that something you were pleased with?
I was. It's been a process with that, but we have to continue that. You know, it's been a process of getting to the point where we play quality defense, keeping the person in front of us without fouling, without playing with our hands. And it's tempting sometimes with some of our guards. They have quick hands and they see a steal that they think they can get. It's an impulse decision and it's there for a second. And then once the point guard kind of protects the ball, we get a foul. But I thought we, overall, top to bottom, guards and bigs did a good job of playing without fouling for the most part.
Do want to get your comments on one player in particular, Tyshae Washington. She led the team with 16 points, also had a season-high 6 steals. How big of a game was that for Tyshae?
I'm telling you, Phil, when Tyshae really realizes how good she is, that kid can be the best player in the conference. And I tell her that. I tell her that in a humble way, but she's starting to see it. Every night, every night, I will take her against any other guard that we play against. You know, she's quick. She can finish around the basket. Quick feet defensively. She shoots it okay. She has to get a better feel in the pick and roll. But the last two games, she's looked like the Tyshae that we need. You know, she kind of struggles to find her places and picks and chooses when she needs to go score. I tell her from the jump, go be aggressive, kid. We're a better team when you're aggressive. When she can collapse the defense, we get dump downs, we get kickouts, we get quality shots. And she's starting to realize it. You know, it's January. We still have a lot of basketball left, 6 games left, and we're still fighting for postseason play. And her coming around the corner now couldn't be at a better time.
Now, a quick turnaround for your next game, a trip to William Peace on Monday evening in Raleigh. What's the emphasis, you know, these next 48 hours to get ready for William Peace?
Oh, we have to digest this one and get it out the way. We'll come in tomorrow, have practice, and it's got to travel. Our game has got to travel. I just told the girls that. We play so well here, but unfortunately, we can't play every game in this building. You know, we've got to be able to go on the road and make some shots. We've got to be able to go on the road and get some stops, be our own energy on the bench. We're probably not going to have a lot of fans. It's like 5 hours away, so we're probably not going to have a huge crowd there, but we all we need. we're all we need. Our game has to travel. And they have a big that's pretty good. A big that's pretty good. So she'll be at the top of the scouting report. We'll try to take her away. But things happen in the game that you can't explain. And hopefully we can go get a win. Get one on the road.
Great. Congratulations, Coach. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Phil.